day. Listen every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. on this station.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
So the important thing is that in a day when everything is falling apart, that the church realizes that all hell cannot take us apart. And so in a day when you don't know who you can believe, the church must continue to preach the word that everybody can believe and receive. In a day when truth is questioned, the church must be the messengers of truth. And so God help us, we shall be. So we don't fear them, we don't fear him, Satan, and we don't fear death itself. And we live ready to go wherever God will send us. We live ready to face whatever we're going to face there, because we're never going to be alone, and we live ready to die because it really is going into eternal life. Then there's one other scripture and we'll close. And this scripture is in John chapter 18, 7. John 18, 7. I don't think I ever thought of this scripture in the context of this morning, though I have looked at it before. And it's always kind of been one of those things where it's like, wow, how did he do that? John 18. After saying these things, verse 1, Jesus crossed the Kidron Valley. Of course, he's headed to the Mount of Olives, right? With his disciples, he enters a grove of olive trees. Judas the betrayer knew this place because Jesus had gone there many times with his disciples. The leading priest Pharisees had given Judas a battalion of Roman soldiers and temple guards. A battalion of Roman soldiers and temple guards are with Judas to accompany him. Now with blazing torches, lanterns and weapons, they arrived at the olive grove. And Jesus, verse 4, fully realized all that was going to happen to him. Stepping forward to meet them, he asked. Remember the question he asked them? Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? And they replied, Jesus of Nazareth. And he says what? I am he. Now they're coming to arrest him. This is the steps of the arrest, the betrayal. The betrayal's already happened, the arrest. and then all of the illegal court dealings, and then the crucifixion. All this is coming. And Jesus stands there, looks at those who are going to arrest him, and says, "Who are you looking for?" They didn't even get their words out. He starts a conversation. "Who are you looking for?" "Jesus of Nazareth. I am he." Judas was standing there with them when Jesus identified himself as he said, "I am he." As he said. Once you get this picture, as Jesus is speaking who he is, they all fell backward to the ground. All of them fell to the ground. Now, if I had been standing there quaking with fear like one of those disciples, I may have thought, this looks like a good time to run. But as Jesus makes that declaration, "I am he," they all fall to the ground. Power of God. Once more, he asked them. Now they're getting up off the ground. He started the conversation. He's standing there looking at all these soldiers and all these temple guards. And he asked them who they're looking for. He identifies himself, "I am he." And he says again to them, once more, "Whom are you searching for?" And again they replied, "Jesus of Nazareth." And now what does he say? Same thing. I told you, "I am he." Now, you understand that Jesus could have released the authority of who he was just like he did the first time, and they could have kept falling. He could have done it 10 times. That would have kind of been cool. I mean, I'd kind of like to have seen that. "You crazy soldiers, what are you going to do now?" I mean, there was a time with a prophet when the prophet kind of dealt with them like that. You know, they kept sending the soldiers and they all were dying, and they're like, "Please don't kill us. Please just listen to us this time." I mean, you see, this is why we have to be led by the Spirit with the things of the Spirit, because we could get in the flesh with the power of the Holy Spirit. There's unlimited power, but the power is for the glory of God. It's not for us to show off. But here we see this, and Jesus speaks again, I am he. And since I am the one you want, let these others go. He did this to fulfill his own statement. And what I want you to realize in this passage is that earlier Jesus did something before he faced that critical moment. Remember when he prayed? You see, what the Holy Spirit wants me to leave with you this morning is many in the church are facing the work of the devil without preparing before. So the devil's showing up. He's there to shut you down. He's there to destroy the work of God, if he could, or the people of God. And all the people of God have to do is, we have to find our Gethsemane. We have to find our place where we fully yield everything to God. It's called dying to ourselves. It's called surrender. It's called, "I am ready." Remember what Jesus prayed. "If it's possible, take this cup from me," right? He's in the garden. He knew exactly what was coming. It was not Jesus as God that was wimping out. It was not Jesus as God that was saying, I can't face this. But I believe it was Jesus as God and man together, because as God, Jesus would be taking the sin of the world upon himself, but as man, he would be taking the death act upon himself, that death penalty. And so those two things combine. Yes, he is God-man. You cannot separate the flesh from the fact that he was God. But he lived in a flesh house. But I just cannot believe that Jesus was unable to face what he was facing. It was just, he didn't face anything by himself. I get in trouble when I face things by myself. Jesus said something. Of myself, I can do nothing. I can do nothing. So, what is he praying about? He's praying about, this I cannot do by myself. And so, Father, if it's possible, remove this cup. But nevertheless, thy will be done. Church, I want to call you to your place of prayer. Find that place where you're able to fully open your heart and you're able to fully discern the mind of God, so that you have understanding of what is coming, so you're not just caught off guard. Jesus knew what was coming, and deal with it in the presence of God. Deal with that decision. Gain that victory alone with God before you ever face the Romans, before you face Judas, before you face the temple guards. Look at that. He had the invaders, the Romans. He has the religious leaders. And he has one of his own. He's betrayed by all three. And so when he privately is prepared in prayer, because the word says angels came and ministered to him, God knew exactly what he needed. Sherry, God knew exactly what he needed. And so when it's time, he finally says, go ahead, wake up guys, or sleep on guys, whatever you guys are going to do. It's time now for, you know, I'm going to be betrayed now. And he was ready. It was the moment. It was the time. Here they come. He was not ready an hour too late. He wasn't ready 5 minutes too late. When the enemy was approaching, he had already been prepared in the Father's presence. And then he simply stood up, and all the kingdom of darkness fell on the ground when he made that proclamation. Listen, when you stand up, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When you and I stand up, don't let the enemy have to chase you down to try to confront you. We need to confront the enemy with the authority of the word of God. And we need to be proactive, and we need to be the first ones to go and say, I am a child of the living God. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. I am not going to succumb to this plan of the enemy. This is not the will of God. Okay, over here, God already told me this is going to happen. If I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be bound, and I'm ready to die. But there's nothing more the enemy can do. God has made me ready, so there will not be any secrets that the enemy can spring on me. I am ready. I am ready today. I'll be ready tomorrow if I live. I'll be ready in a week if I live. Whatever happens with the economy, with the political leaders, with finances, with health, whatever happens, I am ready, because Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. And I surrender to Him. Amen. Ushers, let's share the communion element. Hallelujah. This is a happy message, really. It's a happy message. It's a message about greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Fathers, we come to this communion time to break bread. Thinking of Mary Ellen this morning and your healing power that's at work in her body today. Lifting up Dylan, speaking life over him, rebuking every lie and plan of the devil against him. We call forth resurrection power upon our people today to be raised up. Bob, that his lungs would be open, that his strength would be quickly restored. There will be no complications lingering. We rebuke long haulers. We will not carry this stuff for a long haul. We rebuke it and get rid of it. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. Lift up Chaplain Dave this morning as he is recovering and he's under attack this morning. We call forth resurrection life to him in Jesus' name. We lift up Jeff this morning and pray over Pastor Jeff that the anointing of God would break the attack of the enemy and that those who have been ministering to him and speaking that he would not live, that they would be shocked by the resurrection life that he has. Father, we're looking for the life giver to show up and down the streets of US 1 in Martin County, Stewart, Jensen Beach, Hope Sound, Indian Town, down into Palm Beach County, up into St. Lucie County, Indian River County, across our state. We rebuke the devourer in Jesus' name. We pray that the church would humble ourselves and pray that we would turn from our wicked ways, that we would repent of our sins, and Lord, that you would bring healing to your body into this land. Father, we pray for mercy today. There's many doctors, many nurses, there's many caregivers, there's many first responders that are exposed to great danger today. And so we pray against the destroyer. And I pray for truth, Lord, truth, and for righteousness and for righteous treatment to be given. And that the solutions would no longer be hidden in our land, and that the lies would no longer stand, but that truth would be restored. That truth would be restored, Father, in the courthouses and the schools and in our medical facilities, and Father, in the house of God. May truth be restored. May humility be restored. May righteousness be restored. May today be a day, yes, of repentance, a day of tears, a day of brokenness, a day of fleeing from Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe there's a lot that is listening today. Maybe you've lived in Sodom. Maybe you pitched your tent towards Sodom. Maybe your family has turned away from God. Maybe you have been righteous and your heart's been vexed, but you've been living in Sodom. But God is calling you to flee from the sin and flee from the wickedness and bring your family with you. Come back to God. America, come back to God. America, return to the God that you once knew. Repent. We repent of our blood-guiltedness. We repent of our rebellion. We repent of our godlessness. We repent of going our own ways and doing our own things on your day of worship and rest. Father, we have made our desires our God rather than surrendering our desires to our righteous God. Father, may you strengthen the voices of those who stand as Peter did on the day of Pentecost, declaring your word. May you strengthen the voice of truth. Father, may there be fire on your altar. May there be your presence in your house of those who seek you. May this house and this family be filled with the reverence for God and the purity that only comes from God and the life that comes from God. And may we know today that our life is only in the God that we serve. There is no other source of life. So we pray, Father, for your hedge of protection, just like you protected your people in Egypt. The death angel does not have authority where Jesus is Lord. So we declare with our mouth, Jesus, you're Lord over my house, over my family, over the McLean family, over abundant life, over the property you've given us, over the plans you have for us. We speak life this day and declare that the enemy has no authority where you dwell. And we choose to dwell in the house of the Lord. Father, we dedicate ourselves anew and afresh to your purposes. And we declare with our mouth as we hold this communion element, Father, that you have made us ready. You have prepared us our whole life for right now. And we are not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We are aware of what he's up to. But Father, we are not fearful. We are bold in the Holy Ghost. And we're full of your word. And we will stand and we will advance. And we seize the territory that you've given us in the name of the Lord. We choose to occupy in Stewart. We choose to occupy in Martin County. We choose to occupy in the Treasure Coast for the glory of God. The glory of God. Father, those that the spirit of fear has been attacking, may they be free. Free in the name of the Lord. Be free in the name of the Lord. Cry out and say, I'm free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm free. I testify with my mouth, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, I will not be silent. I will testify to the greatness of my God and the power of his blood to redeem. And Father, we speak life over our nation. Life. We speak life. We see the boneyard. We see the skeletons. We see the dryness. We see the vultures. We see the plans of hell. But yet we declare with our mouth, God, you're not finished with our families and our nation. And we call forth resurrection life. We call forth the breath of heaven. We call forth the word of God to move upon those bones in the valley and to stir once again and bring flesh upon the dead church and bring life to the church that has been dead. Just like you're doing in Israel. Just like you're touching many messianic believers this morning. And the door is opening for the Jew. And the door is closing for the Gentile. But the door is still open. And we claim this door as a day, this day, as a day of righteousness and salvation for our nation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we choose to receive the report of the Lord. I choose to receive the report of the Lord that I am healed, I am whole, and that my needs are not only met, but I am blessed so I can be a blessing. I am healed, I am whole, and I am blessed so that I can be a blessing. And my God is bigger and greater than all of the fear that's on this planet. Our God reigns this morning. We rejoice in you, and we have the peace of God that passeth all understanding in our hearts and our life, and we are steadfast in you, God. Steadfast in you. Father, those that we know and we love that are controlled by strongholds of the enemy, we bind the devil, we bind demonic strongholds over our family members that are confused and they are betrayed and they're deceived. We bind in the name of Jesus those strongholds of Satan and sin and self. And we would pray for the release of grace and mercy and love and salvation upon them. And Holy Spirit, once again, touch those hearts that have been dry and dusty, and it's been years since they've been moved. Move them this morning, God. Move us this morning, God. Restore us this morning, God. This day we call forth as a day on the calendar of new beginnings. We call forth a day where we stand taller and we declare with our mouth, Lord, you have made me ready to move forward with you. I will call forth the work, the will, the words of the Father. I will speak those words. I will walk in those words. I will walk in the life that you give me in this week. And we declare over our region, that our God reigns over the Treasure Coast, that the heavens are open, that the plans of the devil are exposed, that the work of darkness is broken, that the righteous are free to be righteous, and that a miraculous move of the Holy Spirit is upon the people of God to restore health. Health in Jesus' name. I call forth life in Jesus' name. I rebuke disease in the body of Christ, and we pray for resurrection life to be loosed over the body of Christ. Father, as we pray, we're not speaking to the walls. We know that you hear us as we pray. We know, Father, that the demons are screaming and they're running, but we will shout louder that our God reigns in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Father, and we will not fear them, and we will not fear him, and we will not fear death, because we are filled with the faith that you have given us. The measure of faith you've given us is more than adequate to carry us through these days. Father, for the churches that need a fire, God, let fire fall. There's people, they're hungry, they're needy, they're broken, they're scared. Lord, I rebuke those spirits of darkness that are within congregations. I pray for revival. I pray for revival fire. I pray for the walls to come down. I pray, Father, for there to be an outbreak of Holy Spirit power upon your church today. Father, we hunger for you. There's no other answer for America other than our God. And you are faithful. You are faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we take this bread. We ask you to bless the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Father, you have prepared us and you give us life. Thank you, Father, that we have this covenant meal of the Word and of the Spirit and of the blood. And Father, we thank you for it. We receive in faith, knowing that this is not ritual, but this is life. We receive this bread as life to our very physical bodies. We receive in faith. We rejoice in your greatness. In Jesus' name, let's receive. To those this morning, if you are listening, you may listen at some other time, evening, whenever you're going to listen, whenever you're going to watch. If you've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, let me invite you to come to Him now. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next year. Come to Him now. If you're a backslider and you are a long ways away from God, return to God now. Come back to God now. Pray for that one who's angry at God. You're angry at God. You've cursed God. You question whether there's any mercy toward you, and yet God is the one that is stirring your heart right now. Come back to God.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly."
Nothing is impossible.